Welcome to our AI podcast. Here are the news of the day. Don't miss this headline. Here's how Dubai-based Keen.ai provides effortless artificial intelligence AI for e-commerce. Here's a quick summary. Here's a five-sentence summary of the article. Keen.ai, a Dubai-based startup, uses proprietary AI solutions to help e-commerce businesses grow by automating and optimizing operational functions. The startup's founders, all former Google employees, have developed AI agents that can learn from their environment and make decisions to achieve a specific goal. Keen.ai's short-term goal is to achieve a gross merchandise value of $1 billion by 2024. New funds raised will be allocated towards a fintech vertical that targets restaurants and achieving the $1 billion goal. Keen.ai's founders emphasize the importance of prioritization, adaptability, and teamwork in building a successful startup. Up next, we have where to use GenAI to boost retail and brands. Let me summarize this. The news article highlights the significant impact of generative AI, GenAI, on the retail and brand industry. According to a Google Cloud survey, 2/3 of executives have already deployed GenAI and they are seeing tangible results. The survey found that 87 of the executives reported an increase of 6 or more in overall annual revenue, with 30 seeing gains exceeding 10 growth. Additionally, 57 of respondents reported that GenAI has improved customer experiences by providing more accurate and faster access to desired information, such as automated call transcripts, smart replies, and responses to frequent customer questions. GenAI is particularly useful in search, as it allows for contextualized search, which helps shoppers find the right products at the right time. This personalization is crucial in fashion and other subjective fields, where styling can be considered an assisted, contextualized product search. Furthermore, 59 of the businesses using GenAI are applying it to tasks like generating marketing copy, product descriptions, and other creative content, allowing them to respond quickly to trending news events or viral moments. Lastly, the article notes that the ever-shifting threat landscape has led more than half of the respondents to use AI to help protect their businesses from data thieves and fraudsters, where GenAI can be a double-edged sword, both powering scams and being used as a weapon to target them. Here's an interesting headline. Microsoft to let clients build AI agents for routine tasks from November. Here's a quick summary. Microsoft is set to offer its customers the ability to create autonomous AI agents starting in November. These agents, which operate with minimal human intervention, are designed for tasks such as handling client inquiries, identifying sales leads, and managing inventory. Microsoft is also releasing 10 pre-made agents to assist with routine tasks like supply chain management, expense tracking, and client communications. The move comes amidst increasing pressure on tech companies to demonstrate returns on substantial AI investments. Despite some concerns about the slow adoption of its Copilot tools, Microsoft shares have risen over 10 this year, though they did underperform in the recent quarter. Check out this news. Google research execs reveal how they use AI in their daily lives and where they think twice about it. Here's a quick summary. The article discusses how executives at Google Research use AI in their daily lives, highlighting both the benefits and the potential risks. Google Research's head of product and UX, Catherine Chu, uses Google Lens to identify skin conditions, while Maya Kalicki, the VP of Strategy Operations and Outreach, uses it to determine the cost of a Halloween graveyard display. Vice President Yossi Matias favors tools that allow for audio versions of articles and translation, describing this as ambient intelligence that just works without being noticed. However, Kulicki also mentions being cautious about using autocorrect,